Thank you so much, children, for the beautiful singing. What a great way to start the morning. I also want to mention that the children have worked hard at making posters for us to look at. There's two in the front here, and then there's a number of them taped on the back of the wall. So please take time after the service to look at them. Posters about what the children are thankful for. Great job, children. Thanks so much. So welcome to each one of you this morning. Great to see you here in the house of the Lord. I hope you all enjoyed fall on Tuesday, because I'm thinking that's all we're getting. Our service this morning is called Songs of Praise, but we will also enjoy other expressions of praise through a slideshow we'll enjoy this morning and through speaking. Our theme for the morning is living thankfully, being able to be thankful in all situations, or continually being thankful. And Kevin touched on this last Sunday when he shared what he thought it meant to be thankful. Let's just briefly look at the announcements this morning. First of all, on behalf of the music committee, I just want to say a big thank you to each person who's been willing to participate in the service this morning. And then congratulations and God's blessings on Mitchell Peters and Christina Zacharias, who were married here yesterday. We trust you will find joy in living out your commitment under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. If anyone has an announcement at this time, I would invite you to come forward and make it. Other than that, I think I'll let you read the announcements on your own.
Hi, just wanted to mention the youth retreat is coming up October 19 to 21. And so if you have not signed up and registered yet, let me know. If you have any questions, also, you can give me a call at the church and we can chat about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to Camp Arness, and the speaker is Tim Gertzen from the Winkler EMMC. Thanks.
I just want to highlight the announcement about MCI that's in your bulletin here. They have found host families for all our kids that need host families, but Paul Peters is still asking for some people to be substitute host families. Sometimes the host families have an emergency or something, they can't take a student for a weekend, and they're looking for people to just step in and occasionally take someone. So if you can do that, give Paul a call. There's a number there at MCI, and you can give him a call and offer to help out.
Just a little bit more on the parenting class. And by the way, I think you will probably feel the same, but I am thankful today for those little people who just blessed the socks off of us. This morning already, to say, Jesus loves me. This I know. This I know. And it leads right into parenting class, how much we want to do this parenting well. So dads, moms, I'm excited to be with you in exploring what does this mean. People have asked, so what ages is this for? And yeah, we're kind of gearing it toward baby to 10 years old. If you've got somebody in that range, come and join us. This is what we're talking about. What are we doing? Looking at different speakers, with input, and then wanting to leave room for discussion as well, wanting a tips table, wanting it to be just very practical and real, and seeking Jesus in our parenting. And where will it be happening? The parents will be meeting in the third classroom along the way here upstairs on the right. Kids, you'll be bringing them into the youth center first. There will be people looking after your kids for you. So at 9:15, come and join me. I think it's going to be a good time.
Any other announcements that need to be made by anyone? All right. The next footsteps in the corridor, he knew, might be those of the guards taking him away to his execution. His only bed was the hard, cold stone floor of the dank, cramped prison cell. Not an hour passed when he was free from the constant irritation of the chains and the pain of the iron manacles cutting into his wrists and legs. Separated from friends, unjustly accused and brutally treated, if ever a person had a right to complain, it was this man, languishing, almost forgotten, in a harsh Roman prison. But instead of complaints, his lips rang with words of praise and thanksgiving. The man was the Apostle Paul, a man who had learned the meaning of true thanksgiving, even in the midst of great adversity. Earlier, when he had been imprisoned in Rome, Paul wrote, "Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ," Ephesians 5:19 and 20. Think of it, always giving thanks for everything, no matter the circumstances. Thanksgiving for the Apostle Paul was not a once-a-year celebration, but a daily reality that changed his life and made him a joyful person in every situation. Let's bow to pray. Dear God, thank you for your amazing power and work in our lives. Thank you for your goodness and for your blessings over us. Thank you that you are able to bring hope through even the toughest of times, strengthening us for your purposes. Thank you for your great love and care. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you that you are always with us and will never leave us. Thank you for your incredible sacrifice so that we might have freedom and life. Forgive us when we don't thank you enough for who you are, for all that you do, for all that you've given. Help us to set our eyes and our hearts on you afresh. Renew our spirits. Fill us with peace and joy. We love you and we need you this day and every day. We give you praise and thanks, for you alone are worthy. In Jesus' name, amen. I would invite the men's group to come up at this time and sing "Take Time to Be Holy."
It is a good morning, despite the weather. It's many things to be thankful for, as Andrew was saying, as a theme of being thankful all the time. And I think part of that is taking time to be holy. One of the examples of how do we do that? Well, this, I think, as a response, let's stand. We'll sing Whisper a Prayer in the Morning. I think that's one. Whisper a prayer in the morning, whisper a prayer at night, whisper a prayer in the noon. Take time. Be thankful. All the time. Whisper a prayer in the morning, whisper a prayer at noon, whisper a prayer in the evening, to keep your heart in tune. Whisper a prayer in the morning, whisper a prayer at noon, whisper a prayer in the evening, to keep your heart in tune. Please grab your hymnals. Let's sing number 31. Now thank we, all our God. We're going to sing the first verse in German and then 2 and 3 in English. Amen to that. I'm going to flip over a couple pages and 58. For the beauty of the earth. Another reason to be thankful.
For the
Amen. Be seated. And to have the offertory next, I think Silas is going to come play. Do the next thing then, Lewis? Reve, thank you.
Good morning. It's special that we have a holiday like Thanksgiving where we can come together and be reminded of the things we appreciate most. Carla has been so kind to put a slideshow together for us this morning. This slideshow contains pictures submitted from our congregation members of things we are thankful for. This may be anything from family members to beautiful sunsets. We as the music committee hope this slideshow will help express our ideas of thankfulness as a congregation. So with that, I will invite Carla to start the slideshow.
Lying down beneath the stars. watering the earth. Fragrance of a rose in bloom, a newborn's cry at birth. How could I say there is no God when all around creation calls a singing bird, a mighty tree, the vast expanse of open sea.
Awesome. Thank you. I call up the rest of my team, and then we're going to respond, sing some songs. Please stand. We're going to sing a song. I think the kids sang this one, "We Bring a Sacrifice of Praise to the House of the Lord." We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, and we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer up to you the sacrifices of joy. Sing it again. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, and we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer up to you the sacrifices of joy. We're going to sing another song we've already heard, Creation Calls. I think for so many of us, we're asked what we're thankful for, or how do we connect with God? Where do we suddenly, all of a sudden, maybe be surprised by God? I think in creation, which makes sense because that's pretty much everything. So and I have felt the wind blow, whispering your name, and I have seen your tears fall when I watch the rain. And how could I say there is no God when all around creation calls? A singing bird, a mighty tree, the vast expanse of open sea. Gazing at a bird in flight, soaring through the air, lying down beneath the stars, I feel your presence there. And I love to stand at ocean's shore and feel the thundering breakers roar, to walk through golden fields of grain, neath endless blue horizons frame. Listening to a river run, watering the earth, fragrance of a rose in bloom, a newborn's cry at birth. And how could I say there is no God When all around creation calls, a singing bird, a mighty tree, the vast expanse of open sea. And I love to stand at ocean's shore and feel the thundering breakers roar. To walk through golden fields of grain, neath endless blue horizons frame. And I believe, and I believe, and I believe. Next song is another reason to be thankful. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Sing it again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. We're going to sing 10,000 Reasons. 10,000 reasons to praise God, 10,000 reasons to be thankful. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find.
bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship your holy name. Sing it again. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship your holy name. I'll worship your holy name. Lord, I'll worship your holy name. Thank you. Please be seated.
I'll be reciting from Philippians 4, verses 4 to 8. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
God, I thank you for your son, Jesus, who shows us how to live, who died for us and rose from the dead. I thank you for your Holy Spirit, who is with us always and who gives us the words to say. Good morning. Meet Omar. At 30 years old, Omar is practically the same age as I am, but our life experience could not have been more different. Over coffee, I listen slack-jawed as Omar tells me about life since Ethiopia, the struggles of growing up in a refugee camp in Ghana, the horrors of Venezuelan jungles and drug cartels, the challenges of American detention centers, all with a smile on his face. Now that he has reached Canada, Omar hopes to find employment to support his family so that they too can live in health and safety. We both know the road ahead will be difficult. Language barriers and cultural differences will make for a steep learning curve. There will be copious paperwork, extensive legal processing. Loved ones will be distant. Internally, Omar will struggle with loneliness and depression. Meanwhile, outside pressures will include racial prejudice and profiling. People will expect the most from him and believe the worst. Fumbling with a maple-leafed Dollarama bracelet, I feebly offer Omar my gift. "Welcome to Canada," I offer stupidly. 25 cents. That's the price I paid for this ring of cheap white and red plastic. How inadequate is that? But Omar's soft brown eyes light up. "Thank you," he says, clutching my hands gratefully, without trace of sarcasm or bitterness. His teeth smile with an enviable and genuine joy. "I will never forget you." His contentment does not make sense to me. Mentally, I do the math, the price tag as compared to his tribulations. The proportions are all off. To me, you know, you say thank you when something good happens, like something really good. You know, you get 50 bucks for your birthday, or your buddy scores you tickets for the Bombers game. That's when you say thank you. Am I wrong here? Meet Taylor. At 22 years old, Taylor is practically the same age as I am. Like many young people in university, Taylor is wrestling with a lot of cynicism and a lot of fear. She's taken this course, it's called Relationships for Life, and some of the discussions that they're having are really scaring her. Taylor's biggest fear isn't heights or spiders or any of that nonsense. It's falling out of love with someone. People fall out of love all the time, often for the same reasons they fell in. As Taylor puts it, their lover's once endearing stubbornness has now become refusal to compromise. Their one-track mind is now immaturity. And their bad habits that you once adored is now money down the drain. Their spontaneity becomes reckless and irresponsible, and their feet up on your dash is no longer sexy, just another distraction in your busy life. Can love last? Scary stuff. For one of her assignments, Taylor interviews dozens of married couples to see if she can glean any insights. And she stumbles upon a theme. Without exception, the people in successful marriages tell her that love is not a feeling, but a choice. Day after day after day, relationships work when people commit and recommit themselves to vision. It has little, if anything, to do with how they're feeling or how things are going. And that gives Taylor cause for hope. "I no longer fear the day," she says, "when someone who I swore was the universe can no longer see stars in my eyes, as long as they choose to look for them until they can find them again." Why am I talking about relationships on Thanksgiving? Because saying thank you is one of the best ways to say I love you. Because giving thanks as part of a relationship is hard work. It's not always feast days with pumpkin pies and turkeys. Feast days are important. It's important to celebrate, but that's not always the case. Thanksgiving is a discipline to be practiced every day, even in the hard times, especially in the hard times. Singing in his chains next to Silas, Paul would have to agree. "I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstance," he says, and exhorts others to do the same. "Do not be anxious about anything," he tells the church in Philippi, "but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." whatever you do, he instructs the Colossians, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The New Testament call to thankfulness is not just a celebration that's relegated to particular holidays and happy occasions. For the believer, thankfulness is a default state, independent of external circumstance. Good thing, too. Christ promises us hardship and persecution if we take up our cross and follow him. So why are we thankful? Thanksgiving is an act of faith. It demonstrates an implicit trust in God's promises. Thanksgiving is an act of hope. It looks beyond immediate pains to higher truths and to eternal life. Most importantly, thanksgiving is an act of love. Our thankfulness to God is first and foremost a recognition of our salvation. We thank the teaching Christ, speaking truth on the mountainside. We thank the suffering Christ who is hanging on the cross. And we thank the risen and triumphant Christ who holds the seven stars in his hands. In light of his unmatchable love, thank you is the best that we can do. We owe it to him. Day after day after day, through the mundane and the difficult, and the feasting. I think Taylor would concur. As we walk out of the coffee shop together, Omar takes me by the shoulders. His eyes shine with some otherworldly hope. Canada, he says, his words dripping with awe. The land of the Northern Star. There is something contagious about this lifestyle, a life of thanksgiving. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you, Justin. Our responding closing song, let's all stand. We're going to sing the doxology, "Praise God, from whom all blessings flow."
Thank you to the Music Committee for your organizing this service. Thank you for all the participants. Thank you, Justin, for your words and your challenge. Thank you. Thank you for Omar and Taylor, yes, and for reflections. And reflections from Walter Brueggemann, who offers the following prayer to his class when he was teaching on the Psalms, when he wrote the following: "We are people who must sing you for the sake of our very lives. You are a God who must be sung by us for the sake of your majesty and honor. And so we thank you for lyrics that push us past our reasons, for melodies that break open our givens, for cadences that locate us home beyond all our safe places, for tones and tunes that open our lives beyond control and our futures beyond despair. We thank you for the long parade of mothers and fathers who have sung you deep and true. And we thank you for the good, good company of artists and poets, musicians, cantors, and instruments that sing for us and with us toward you. We are witnesses to your mercy and splendor. We will not keep silent ever again. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you today and always. Amen.